W-A-K-Y, Julieville.
Now, is Linda Proctor there? Linda, how you doing? I want to ask you one question, okay? Okay, what's your favorite radio station?
Wacky.
Okay, Linda, you registered a playback, didn't you?
Uh-huh.
Okay, you have won yourself an early Christmas present, an Elleron CB radio that's valued at $150. Okay? Okay, aren't you glad you said wacky now?
That's right.
If anyone should ask what your favorite radio station is, reply W-A-K-Y.
I wonder if Linda Proctor's listening right now. If she is, boy, she got a big surprise, didn't she? It's 790 WAKY, Wacky's Going Away Party with Gary Clark. Here's one from 67 from Every Mother's Son. Come on down to my boat, baby. We're playing them the greatest hits of all time on 790 WAKY. It's Wacky's Going Away Party. This is Gary Clark. It's 834. Got a call from a lady a few minutes ago. Graduated from high school in 1969. Said, play me a big hit song from that year. So I picked the biggest hit of the year of 1969. The biggest bubblegum blast from the past, too. Here are the Archies with Sugar Sugar on Wacky Wacky, playing the greatest hits of all time on 790 WAKY with Gary Clark, sitting between the turntables, spinning those record labels, coming through the towers with 5,000 watts of power for nine more minutes anyway. Mark Strauss has joined us in the studio now, Mr. Program Director of WAKY, the big guy. So he says, let me go on next, and I have to say, okay.
Dale Piper brought out the Wacky Scrapbook.
All right.
I mean, this thing has been in existence.
Dale who?
Piper, okay? Don't make him mad. Anyway, he handed me a piece here that... Remember when John Lennon said that the Beatles were greater than God?
Yes, I sure do. My mother wouldn't let me listen to Beatles records for quite some time after that.
Here's an Associated Press news clipping, okay? Beatles manager Brian Epstein, on a flying visit to repair damage done by John Lennon's remarks about Christianity, heard some news today that was music to his ears. Station WSAC in Fort Knox, Kentucky, in the heart of the Bible Belt, let it be known that it has started playing Beatles records, although none has ever been broadcast by that station before. However, the boycott of Beatles records, and I'm skipping down here, the boycott of Beatles records was spreading, especially in the Midwest and South. Station WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky, provided 10 seconds of silent prayer for its listeners every hour, explaining that it replaced a Beatles record. So, in layman's term, every time a Beatles record came up to be played, they would have 10 seconds of silence. Okay, let's see. This is from the Dallas Morning News, Dallas, Texas, Saturday, August 6th, 1966. A station WAKY in Louisville, Kentucky, replaced the mercy sound with silent prayer periods.
Silent prayer periods.
That's right. So we'll have moments of silence now. All right?
All right.
Just for the heck of it, right now. 10 seconds of silence in honor of John Lennon's remarks about Christianity.
Hey, that was fun. I got to hear the station in Miami on 790.
Hey, that was good for me.
Was it good for you?
Yeah.
We're having such a good time here tonight at 790 Wacky's Going Away Party. We're playing more of the greatest hits of all times. 19 away from 9. 4 minutes away from the big power change. 790 WAKY. We're playing the greatest hits of all time on 790 WAKY. The Tremolos from 1967. Here comes my baby. 16 minutes away from 9 o'clock. And in just a minute, according to the FCC law, we have to cut our power. And Tom Harden, a good old boy from Taylorsville, Kentucky, wants to say goodbye to all his friends out in Taylorsville before we crank him kilowatts down.
Gary, I hate to tell you, but it comes in just as good on 1,000 as it does.
Oh, it does?
Yeah,
oh, okay.
Yeah. So, really.
I'm sorry, I didn't know.
Sorry.
Well, we can get out of here. They can hear you. They'll hear you later on.
But I got people up Moorhead and all.
Oh, that's right. Go ahead and say hi and goodbye to them.
Oh, well, goodbye.
Man, I tell you. I learned a lot about radio working with Tom Harden out there at that Shelbyville station. Them was a good old day.
When they talk.
Here's one from 571 WAKY. Little Leslie Gore, You Don't Own Me. We're playing the greatest hits of all time on 790 WAKY. I have another one of those good-looking wacky T-shirts to give away right now to the seventh caller at 571 WAKY. Caller number 7, 571-WACKY, will make you a winner.
790 WAKY, the greatest hits of all time. My baby, she's some kind of wonderful Grand Funk Railroad, that's right. Oh, yes, it's Wacky's Going Away Party. This is Mark Starr, and it's a very, very much of a privilege for me to sit and talk to two of the legendary jocks at Wacky, to say the least, Gary Clark and Joe Elliott. I tell you, boy.
Laying it on thick, ain't he, Joe?
Yeah, boy, I'll tell you, it's...
Probably wants another loan.
I want to say here very quickly that I've taken a few phone calls tonight at 571-WAKY, and I've had a couple of people comment on how much they miss Gary Clark's Rock and Roll Diner.
It was a great show.
It was a good show. And,
and Gary put it all together himself.
That's right.
He did a fine job.
Written, produced, and directed by...
Captain Gary Clark.
That's right.
The Captain Gary Clark from the Wacky Goes to War days.
Remember when you used to put your helmets on? The only problem was is you got beat in war.
No, my problem with putting the helmet on was my big head.
No,
that was the problem.
571-WAKY is the telephone number. If you have a request tonight, we'll try to get it on for you.
We've also got a lot of T-shirts to give away, too.
That's right.
Those good-looking, wacky, greatest hits of all times T-shirts. We're giving away one. What, every half hour or so, giving away those T-shirts.
Coming up tonight at 10, we'll have the special Paul McCartney hoax tape. Do you remember when Paul McCartney was supposed to have died? Wacky Radio produced a half-hour documentary. Actually, it was a rockumentary at the time. And we'll have that for you. And between 11 and midnight tonight, some of the great old legendary jocks on Wacky Radio.
790 WAKY, Louisville's legendary radio station, formerly WGRC, right, Joe Elliott? Hold it. I got to
flip that little switch here. At one time, it was WGRC back in the days when Beach Frank was here and a whole bunch of those folks. It was WGRC.
A mutual radio affiliate. My mother used to listen. When I first came to work at WAKY in 1984, she asked me, she said, at one time, wasn't that station WGRC?
Was it Great Country? Is that what they call it?
I'm not certain, but
you know
it was block formatted back then, what they call block formatted. They play one type of music for 4 hours a day, another type of music for four more hours a day. But my mother told me that she used to listen to her favorite soap operas when she was growing up on WGRC. I'm looking through a scrapbook here, and at one time, Wacky owned a hearse, and on the side was printed Wacky to the End, and on top of it, it said Wacky's Mod Rod.
You know what GRC meant, boys?
No, I certainly don't.
Well, George Rogers Clark.
Is that right?
Is that right? That's right.
I didn't know that.
That's what that meant. The picture in Hug's Bar over here, a couple doors down from Wacky Radio, has GRC, and below it, very below it, in small print, if you will look, it says, named after George Rogers Clark.
Gary, tell us about some of the people we're going to hear at 11 o'clock tonight.
Oh, I've been back in the Wacky Archives digging through the tapes, and we will be hearing from John W. Dude Walker in 1969. Yeah, dig at Louisville and surrounding metropolitan communities. We'll also hear a bit of Bill Crisp from 1967.
Wow.
Including commercials, full-length commercials. It'll be real neat to hear some of the old commercials again. We've also got the day that Gary Burbank got shot on the air at 790 WAKY. A little bit of, let's see, who else do we have coming up? The Weird Beard and Skinny Bobby Harper, his last day on WAKY. We all remember Skinny Bobby Harper. He only worked here for about 6 months.
That's right.
In 1969 and early 1970, when I was in the seventh grade at Oldham County Junior High School, and my brother used to take me to school every day. He was in high school at the time at Oldham County, and my brother used to take me to school every day in his Cougar Eliminator.
And now he's a police officer.
Yeah, now he's a policeman.
Boy, I used to listen to Bobby Harper every morning. I did the same thing.
Yes.
And Bobby is now a very successful radio personality in Atlanta.
And one neat thing that Bobby Harper did, do you remember when Tiny Tim and Miss Vicky got married on The Tonight Show?
I sure do.
Well, now, this was in the days before VCRs were around, and Skinny Bobby Harper recorded the audio off the television of that broadcast and played it back the next morning on Wacky Radio. For those of us who couldn't stay up past 11 to view the wedding, we got to hear it the next morning on 790 WAKY, and I always thought that was a neat thing to do.
That was kind of neat.
Yes, indeed. To take off on the Duke of Louisville and short people. Bill Bailey, a little memory there. 790 WAKY, Louisville's most unique and legendary radio station. God bless you all for listening. 928, this is Mark Starr along with the production director here at Wacky Radio, and that's Mr. Alan White. Alan never really worked on the air at Wacky that much, but he's been much a part of the Wacky team for a long time, and he's standing by with us. And Alan, tell you what, it's kind of a sad moment knowing all the great years that we've grown up with Wacky Radio.
It is. It really is.
We laugh and we cry. You know, we laugh at all of the great times and smiles this radio station has brought people, especially you're a little older than I am, not meaning that in a bad way, but you can live probably a few more memories of the station than I can.
Oh, just a few.
Just a few, only just about few. 4 years. But
right.
I tell you, it is something that has been a part of this community and a part of Louisville. It's been backed and supported for so long. And now we have to say goodbye tonight on the air with the greatest hits of all time and the top 40 that has passed. But I tell you what, the city is going to remember this station for years and years and years.
That's right.
You know,
Wacky's been around ever since I have. Well, just about ever since I can remember. Anyway,
of course, it's been a lot of fun. I tell you what, thanks for everybody. For all the great years. We can say that over and over, but you don't know what the listeners have meant to Wacky Radio. Speaking in behalf of some of the people, Johnny Randolph, if you were listening earlier, was with us, and he just was saddened by it. Mayor Abramson called, and we put him on the air, and we also had some of the other people that had listened along and had called us, and God bless Gary Burbank and Bill
where's
Bailey.
Where's Mason Lee Dixon?
Mason Lee,
is
I don't know
in
where
the city?
He might be.
We need to get him on the telephone here.
How about some of the other people? Gary Burbank, we tried getting a hold to him tonight. Of course, he's afternoon.
Where's the Weird Beard?
Weird Beard is still in Louisville. The gentleman is definitely very sick. And we say our prayers for him every day.
I'm very sorry to hear that.
Yes,
How many nights did you pass the time listening to the Weird on Wacky?
I know it. I know it. I understand the gentleman's very sick, and our prayers do go out to the Weird Beard. He's definitely a legend in the Louisville radio market. Let's clap for the Whack Man. What do you say? All right. Yes, Sue. Clap for the Wolf Man. Request 571-WAKY. Caller number 8 for a free Wacky T-shirt. Do it right now.
WAKY, Louisville, Kentucky.
790 WAKY, Louisville's legendary radio station. Frankie and the Four Seasons in town about 3 months ago. Sherry Baby. This is Mark Starr on the going away party of Wacky Radio. So glad to have you along tonight. And Gary Clark and Joe Elliott and Alan White and Mark Starr and Tom Harden here. And Gary Clark standing by. And somebody asked me to go over some of the jocks that have worked at Wacky that you're going to have coming up. Is there any more that you can add that you didn't earlier,
sure.
Maybe?
I have to give credit to my old buddy, Ed Phillips.
Ed Phillips works
at another radio station in town. He used to work at this station for long time. And Ed was the last host of the Wacky Talk Show.
Oh, that's great.
Right. The original air staff lineup on WAKY, 1958, when they came on the air. Phil Page was on in the morning from 6 until 9. Al Dunaway, 9 to noon. Ricky Weir was on from noon to 3. Jumpin' Jack Sanders, probably the one that most folks remember, was on from 3 to 7. Then Jim Light was on, 7 to midnight. And they had Sam Seberg on from 12 to 6. Seberg was actually, this radio station still has Sam Seberg at the transmitter site out in Jeffersontown. Sam Seberg was actually a Seberg jukebox designed for radio, and they automatically programmed in the selections, and from midnight to 6, they had an engineer at the transmitter site who would read the meters, keep the transmitter on the air, and they would just play records all night with very little talk.
Well, that's something unique. Somebody had called and wanted me to mention that. Of course, you know, we've talked so much about the 60s.
Getting back to the 60s, when I first started listening to Wacky in about 63 and 64, when I first got interested in radio, they had overnights on Wacky from, I think it was midnight to 6, or it may have been 2 to 6 at the time. Uh-huh. They had Rudy Ratfink, which was actually... one of the folks who worked here during the day recorded his voice on a tape recorder at 7.5 inches per second, but then they would play it back on the air at 15 inches per second, which would give it the effect of sounding fast.
Oh, yeah.
And the reason they did that is they wouldn't have to pay two people to be here at night because they had to have an engineer on duty 24 hours a day. So what they did, they paid an engineer to run a Rudy Ratfink tape and play records all night long. And the last I heard, the engineer who did that was...
was a cameraman over at Channel 11.
Oh, well, yeah. I tell you, it's interesting sometimes to think about what the guys are doing these days that have been part of this legendary radio station. We talked to Johnny earlier, and, you know,
he owns WKLO in Danville and recently purchased WSTL out in Eminence.
Yes, and
not he owns part of STL in Eminence.
And we get so many calls to that wonder what the Duke of Louisville, Bill Bailey's doing. Now, the Duke is resting fine. He's retired, and he's working.
He's enjoying
his
retirement. That's what he's doing.
That's right. He's working on his house and doing a little fishing and other things in the Fern Creek area.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a lot of calls about that sometime that wonder whatever happened to the Duke. The Duke just 32 years of radio behind that guy's belt, and he worked a long time.
That's enough for anybody. Can you imagine the number of records he's played in 32 years?
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine?
I've been in it 10 years, and I've played a number of radio. I've been in radio 10 years now, and there are some records that I have played so much that I never want to hear them again.
But they still bring back memories every time you hear them.
Yeah, they bring back
different memories.
Oh, no, not again. Turn that down.
This great guy, apparently longtime listener Wacky, brought us some Frisch's Big Boys.
I tell you,
to commemorate.
Good.
Remember years ago when you could cruise down 4th Avenue. It was 4th Street then. And there were not one but two Frisch's locations on the block, right here.
I spent many an hour at Frisch's.
Delicious.
And riding around with my brother because he had to take me along, listening to Wacky and eating the Frisch's Big Boy.
He was the big boy.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. I tell you what, it's been really nice. This is Mark Starr, Alan White, Tom Harden, Gary Clark, Joe Elliott, and Mark Strauss, program director. Thanks to Johnny Randolph and a lot of people. We'll be back before it's all over with, but we've got a very special treat coming up in just a couple of minutes. You remember the doomsday thing when everybody said Paul McCartney died. We're going to relive that one more time. Thanks to Gary Clark for putting together a lot of stuff at 11 o'clock, too. We've got some of the great old, and in radio they call them air checks, but we'll call them tapes of...
Tapes of disc jockeys.
That's right.
That's putting it in layman's terms, isn't it?
Yeah.
All right.
There you go.
And we're going to go back to 1967, relive a few memories of Wacky in 67, a few memories of Wacky in 1969, and also a few Wacky memories from 1973.
Okay. Well, I tell you what, boys. It's been fun. Maybe we'll get back together before it's all over here at midnight. What do you say? Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you all. So much for standing by and reliving some of the past of the greatest radio station of all time. Thank you, boys. We'll be back in just a shake.
W-A-K-Y. You reveal.
There's a lot of random in our songs, writing, thinking, letting others think of bits. Then bang, you have the jigsaw puzzle. That was a direct quote from Paul McCartney. For the past several weeks, the eyes of many have left the troubles of the world to unscramble what may be the most fantastic hoax ever conceived by man. Is Paul McCartney really dead?